This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Meghalaya government submits proposal for creation of economic corridor along the Indian-Bangladesh border. Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gawai, arrives in Itanagar on a two-day visit to Arunachal Pradesh. Four Bangladeshi miscreants nabbed in Meghalaya following brutal attack on a youth. And Sikkim government takes elaborate steps to celebrate Har Ghar Tiranga initiative with full enthusiasm. The news in details. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed five fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during the recently held Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Khatre Memorial Lecture in Bengaluru on Saturday, the Chief of the Air Staff said five Pakistani aircrafts, including an AYCS aircraft. He also took pride in stating that Pakistani aircrafts were taken down at a distance of about 300 kilometers, which is the largest ever recorded surface-to-air kill that one can talk about. He also mentioned about attacks on Shahabaz Jacobabad airfield being destroyed by Indian missiles, pointing out that the Indian attacks were calibrated and there was absolute synchronization between the three forces. The Air Chief said that India's air defense systems did a wonderful job and the S-400 system was a game-changer for India. The Meghalaya government has submitted a proposal to the central government to create an economic corridor along the India-Bangladesh border that will pass through various districts of the state before joining the National Highway 217 and linking the upcoming Phulbari-Dhupri Bridge. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma on Saturday said the proposal has been placed before Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. He said they all responded positively. The proposed corridor will cover over 300 kilometers and boost the connectivity in the state. Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gawai, arrived in Itanagar on a two-day visit to Arunachal Pradesh on Saturday. Chief Justice of India, Gawai, will inaugurate the newly constructed court building at the Guwahati High Court, Itanagar Permanent Bench at D Sector Naharlagun today. Upon his arrival at Raj Bhavan, he was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour by the Arunachal Pradesh Police. Chief Minister Pema Khandu was also present on the occasion to welcome the Chief Justice. He was accompanied by Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar. Following the brutal attack on a youth at Rangdongdai village in southwest Khasi Hills of Meghalaya on August 7th, a massive search operation involving locals, BSF and the police culminated in the arrest of four armed miscreants on Saturday. The Bangladeshi miscreants earlier stormed a shop belonging to one Basrang A. Marak and pointed pistol at his head. The youth was handcuffed and forcibly taken towards New Rangdongdai village. During the abduction, the miscreants discussed slitting his throat, but Basrang managed to escape and fled to a house in New Rangdongdai. The attackers then chased him and fired at the house before forcing entry, beating him and eventually telling the family to take him for medical treatment. On August 9, police received a tip-off from a local resident about the presence of armed miscreants near Kunjoy. The Nonghalam police, assisted by BSF personnel and villagers, launched an operation and four miscreants were eventually captured while others remain at large. The Committee on Reservation and Recruitment Policy in Nagaland has decided that its apex tribal bodies and frontal organizations would abstain from government functions, including the Independence Day celebration. The meeting took place in Kohima. Addressing media persons, the convener of committee, Tesinlo Semi, said the joint meeting deliberated on the cabinet decision taken on August 6. He also acknowledged that he appreciated the government's move to set up the Reservation Review Commission, but expressed the satisfaction with its composition. In Manipur, Hiroshima and Nagasaki Day, along with the 6th anniversary of the Imphal Peace Museum, was observed at Imphal Peace Museum in Bishnupur District on Saturday. The commemorative event was organized by the Imphal Peace Museum. Ambassador of Japan to India, Ono Keishi, Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal and dignitaries from Japan and India were also present at the function. Speaking at the events, the Ambassador of Japan to India said that Japan will remain a trusted partner in the development of India, particularly the northeastern region. He also called for building on the rock-solid foundation of friendship to further strengthen strategic and global partnership. In Assam, Borderland People's Front, BPF, on Saturday organized an Ashirwad rally, blessing rally, in Kokrajhar town as part of its public outreach ahead of the upcoming BTC elections. BPF President Hagrama Muhilari, former Cabinet Minister Pramila Rani Brahma, and other leaders participated in the rally and spoke at length about their vision for the state. The occasion of Raksha Bandhan turned into something truly special this year for the BSF soldiers stationed at the Dauki border in Meghalaya, as local women and young girls tied Rakhi to the soldiers. As a gesture of love and respect, the women and girls from the local community prepared beautifully decorated puja thalis for the soldiers who stand guard day and night to protect the country. The effort of love was also appreciated by the BSF personnel. The district administration of Senapati in Manipur on Saturday conducted a cleaning drive at the premises of the respective office establishment for the upcoming 79th Independence Day 2025 celebration. During the cleanliness drive, the sub-divisional officers, CEO, ADC Senapati, district-level officers and its staffs actively participated in cleaning drive and promoted a sense of civic responsibility. The district administration of Senapati also distributed national flags as part of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Tourism Minister Poolal Ghing Lova Mar graced the finale of the Narrating Mizoram Tales of Our Land Storytelling Competition. The Storytelling Competition is an initiative of the Tourism Department held across various districts of Mizoram since June. Speaking at the finale, the Tourism Minister stated that if people can skillfully narrate the stories of our land, our people and our places in an engaging way, it would instill a desire in the listeners' hearts to see them in person. He hoped that more tourists would be attracted to the state with such competitions. In Manipur, the World Indigenous Day 2025 was observed by various organizations across the state on Saturday. Northeast Indigenous People Forum observed the day at the city convention in Imphal, while the Scheduled Tribe Demand Committee Manipur observed the day at Manipur Press Club. Yelhomi Purup, a civil society organization based in Imphal, also observed the day at the auditorium of Manipur State Film Development Corporation in Imphal. The Sikkim government has taken elaborate steps to celebrate Har Ghar Tiranga initiative with full enthusiasm. Senior officials in the culture department informed that 1 lakh national flag will be distributed among citizens. The culture department will hand over the national flags to district administrations to enable them to distribute it among the citizens. It may be mentioned that a Tiranga rally will also be held at MG Marg at Gangtok in the presence of Governor and Chief Minister, followed by an exhibition highlighting multiple themes. The Inland Waterways Authority of India Assam under the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways will host the third edition of Brahmaputra Calling Open India Quiz as part of Independence Day celebrations. The event is scheduled for 15th of this month at the Assam Water Center in Basistha Chirali, Guwahati. This quiz offers a competitive platform for participants to demonstrate the knowledge of India's history, culture, geography and the freedom struggle. Renowned quizmaster Dr. Vinay Upadhyay will host the event, which will include a special round focusing on the waterways of India and India's seafaring heritage. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.